Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I have the gorgeous and fabulous Miss Nia Sanchez. Nia is a pageant participant who won the Miss USA contest in 2014. And she subsequently went on to participate representing the United States in the Miss Universe 2014 competition and placed first runner up. So welcome, Miss Beautiful Miss USA. How are you, Nia?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
So good. It's really exciting to podcast with you. So right now you're a model, lifestyle coach, an influencer, and a pageant coach. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. And I also teach women's self-defense workshops. So I would say the modeling was the former part of my career. I do a little more commercial acting, coaching, and then self-defense instructor as well.
Wow. When did you pick up self-defense? Was that a skill you used during the pageants?
I know, right? That would be really fun. No, I actually started training in martial arts when I was 8 years old. I trained in 3 different martial arts over the span of 2+ years. I'm a 4th degree black belt, and I'm now currently training in jiu-jitsu. And if anybody knows jiu-jitsu, they probably know the Gracies. I'm training at Gracie University here in California, which is one of like the top of the line jiu-jitsu schools. And I really enjoy it. So my lifetime of martial arts transferred into teaching self-defense because I have a passion for women and helping women feel strong and empowered. So that's how I got into it.
How exciting. For a visual, this is like the most beautiful, petite, elegant, feminine woman that I'm looking at who's like, I'm a black belt. I'm a 4th degree black belt. For those of you guys listening. Well, tell me a little bit about the whole experience of winning Miss USA in 2014. Was that such a life-changing moment for you?
It was completely life-changing for sure. And it was something that completely turned my world upside down in the best way possible. So when you win Miss USA, the very next morning, they put you on a plane and fly you to New York City. Whatever clothes you had with you when you were competing for the 2 or 3 weeks are the only clothes you have. You're in New York City, but you also have a stylist and you do a full week of media. So it does flip your world upside down from just, I was living in a small town in Nevada, and then all of a sudden I'm in New York City, right across the street from Central Park. And it's just kind of a magical experience. And I loved it. It was so much fun.
That sounds so glamorous. I mean, I grew up in the age where I watched every year the Miss USA, the Miss America contest, and I would love it. I sit there at night with my parents and watch it. And you know, part of you aspires to be that. Do you think that young girls today still aspire to be pageant winners or still look forward to find out who's going to win for Miss USA?
I do. There's a lot of young girls of all different age ranges. Like I'll meet teenagers and even younger girls, preteens. And I think when it comes to the beauty pageant world, it's all about how they approach it and how their parents help them approach it as well. Because in the pageant world, there's the craziness of the like glam pageants at a young age where girls are taught that beauty is just what you look like. And I don't think that's healthy. So there's definitely little girls that look up to the pageant queens, but I think it's also important to have realistic expectations, and that kind of starts at home. But we have girls of every age that are competing and hopefully one day wanting to get to the Miss USA stage.
Yes, I think that the whole platform is changing so much, just like the Victoria's Secret and Sports Illustrated models have changed a lot. I think like Sports Illustrated did such a great job this year of inclusivity, mm-hmm. where they have body conscious, heavier women, handicapped women, women of all races, ethnicities, and orientations. So do you think Miss USA is going to expand its horizons so in that fashion?
Yes, Miss USA is absolutely expanding the horizon. So when I won, I was actually only the 4th Latina to ever win the title of Miss USA in 63 years, 4th woman of Latin background. Now, moving forward into like Black Lives Matter and like the Black community right now, I believe there's been 7 or 8 Black women that have won the title of Miss USA, but so many of them have been the last handful of years. Our current title holder is a Black woman, and we had, I think, 3 before her in the last few years. So we're definitely expanding in that world. I think we still have some room to come when it comes to pageants on the different body shapes and sizes and all of that, but we're definitely embracing different backgrounds, different religions, different skin colors, hair textures, all of that. So I think it's really beautiful to see beauty embraced in all different ways.
I feel like it would be shocking if we saw different body variations and body sizes, like a heavier, you know, not classic hourglass figure girl on the stage of Miss America or Miss USA pageant. Do you think that's coming this year too?
I don't know if it's coming this year because I've already seen all the contestants and they've been selected and we don't have as much diversity when it comes to body shape, but I do think it's coming soon. I think as a culture in our country, we're really embracing, and even across the world, we're really embracing the beauty of different body types. Like, I truly believe there's so many beautiful body types out there, and it doesn't all have to be a cookie cutter shape or size. And so I think we're working that way. We're just not quite there yet.
Well, tell me about the stress level to maintain that perfect body size. Like, I think you guys are all so physically fit. I'm positive everybody works out because you kind of have to maintain that athletic tone. But is it pressure still to, like, you know, fit into the right outfit, be the right body proportions, and have that, you know, hourglass shape? You got to have like a 24, 20, 36 measurements. Is that so stressful and you can't eat anything?
Right. I think it's a little different for every girl. Talking to the girl that I actually crowned as my successor, she's naturally very tall and very lean, and that's just her body type. And as you mentioned, having that tone, she has to work out a little bit to get the muscle definition. But then there's other girls that will lose 10, 15, 20 pounds to compete or more. And it's all about how you approach it. So when I got ready for Miss Universe, I had to probably lose about 10 pounds. And that's a lot. We don't normally just lose 10 pounds in a few month period, but I did it personally in a really healthy way where I was eating 5 to 6 really nutritious meals a day and working out about 1 to 1.5 hours a day. So I was fully fueled and nourished and all of that. But you're right. There's so many other girls that just go, oh, I need to lose weight. I'm going to do a lot of cardio and not eat. And yeah, that's really unhealthy. I think because of awareness in these conversations, like the ones that you and I are having right now, and conversations just across the community, that women, if they are pursuing a smaller body type for stage, whatever it might be, they're doing it in a healthy way. It's kind of like, if you think about an athlete, like, there are athletes that are in peak condition because it's their job. It's what they are attaining for their career, and being Miss USA is a job. It's a role, you get paid. So it's like, you don't walk around and be like, oh, I hate that athlete because they're so fit. You know, it's part of their job. So it's also something that I think a lot of girls look at as a job. But I'm still looking forward to the day when we have different body types. I think it'll be good to show that on a national or international level.
I think so too. And why did you decide to use your experience to become a pageant coach and then a self-defense coach?
So when it comes to pageant coaching, I really, really enjoy it because to me, there's so much more than just being able to answer pageant question like articulately on stage or being able to walk really well in high heels. Like, there's so much more to that. So when I coach, I really focus on mental and emotional well-being and making sure that these girls have deep confidence from the inside out, not confidence that is determined by how many likes they get on Instagram or the compliments that they get from the judges or any other contestant. It really has to come from the inside out. And I saw so many girls when I was competing that their confidence was not strong. Their self-love was not strong. And it really was affected by what other people said. So I wanted to take what I learned during my preparation and use that to help other girls when they were preparing and then competing, to hopefully be able to have it come from like a deep rooted place inside of themselves to really love themselves and feel that confidence. Because that's what's going to set them up for success way beyond pageants. And if they can learn it at a younger age now, I think it will set them up for success in life in other areas.
It's so difficult. Like, how do we teach our daughters and our fellow women to get that inner confidence? I have that same dilemma in our specialty. I see these gorgeous girls come sit in my chair and they just tear apart their faces. Like, oh, I hate my cheeks. I hate my jawline. I'm so ugly, this and that. And like, I just want to shake them like, you're so pretty. You have all these great features and I want to help them bring out their best features. But I don't know how you teach confidence when we've raised generations of girls who are, I guess women are practical. Like, we kind of know that we are judged based on our looks. That's the hard, cold reality of life, right?
Yeah, I can imagine how many people you see that are struggling with that on a regular basis in your job. One of the things, there's a lot of things that I feel like we can do to really build our confidence, but one of them is being very mentally aware of the voice that's in our head. Yes. And if we hear that negative voice, to acknowledge it so we recognize it, the first thing is to recognize those thoughts and see them for what they are. Are they reality or are they just a thought and an opinion? That doesn't necessarily make it real. It's just a thought, just an opinion. So once we first recognize them, see what they are, if they're reality or not, then if it's not a fact, if it's not reality, then we replace it with something positive. So it could be, for me, I mean, my skin is doing really good right now, but typically I struggle with acne. So I could look at myself when I'm breaking out all over my cheeks and go, ugh, I'm so ugly. And I've had that thought so many times because acne can be so damaging to your self-confidence and your self-love. But instead, recognizing that is saying, hey, that's, first of all, that's an opinion. And that's a mean opinion towards myself. And then replacing it with positivity and saying, you know what? First and foremost, I love myself and I'm beautiful on the inside. That's what's most important. But acne is temporary. And so it does not mean that I'm ugly. So just replacing it with those positive thoughts. And then beyond that, affirmation. It's kind of awkward sometimes if no one out, like if someone listening out there has never spoken an affirmation to themselves, but saying positive things intentionally to yourself can really be life-changing if you continue to do it over and over again. So those are two things. There's so many things, but those are two of them.
That's very true. I think the voice, that inner voice that you speak to yourself with, becomes your own, you're your own harshest critic. But seriously, if you can't be nice to yourself, who in the world can be? You really have to like talk to yourself with a positive, upbeat, you know, nice voice. Women these days are getting so many things done to their faces, which is definitely my area of expertise. And what do you think about your fellow pageant competitors? Do you feel like people are getting lookalike lips, or they all have similar cheeks, or nobody's forehead moves anymore? Does everyone have boob implants these days? Is it getting to be like all, you know, the same kind of clone?
When it comes to the pageant world, we have, I feel like most girls, at least in their 20s, have a little bit of something done. For sure, in the Latin community, if you go to Colombia, Mexico, Venezuela, those communities have been taught by national directors, especially in Venezuela that I know of, that beauty is created. And I don't necessarily align or agree with that. I'm just sharing a fact that I know of, that that is what has been taught in a lot of those communities and countries. And so it is very common to see whatever it might be, whether it's liposuction or lip fillers or Botox or Dysport, you know, a little bit of something for sure is very common. Everything, even to like getting their teeth done, veneers, little details, like all little details kind of add up, especially in the Latin community. But when it comes to the US and what I see in girls competing, I would say that there's at least like 60% of girls have had something done when they finally get to like the kind of top level of competing.
Yeah, I think it's so prevalent. Los Angeles, of course, being the mecca of plastic surgery, feels like everybody now, Botox is kind of the standard. It just seems like everyone doesn't bat an eye about Botox. But that's one of the things that I kind of wonder, you know, are we starting to see too much homogenization of our facial features where everyone has these plump, juicy one or two syringe lips? Right. And are we going a little too far? But I think if we keep it natural, and I think if we just maintain aging changes, we're not likely to see clones if everybody has the same pair of lips and the same pair of boobs, hopefully.
Exactly. We have to be able to celebrate the beauty that we have and not try to look like someone else. But I think you can celebrate your own beauty and still have little things done here and there without trying to replicate, you know, Kim K's face or so-and-so's face. I think you can still celebrate your own beauty.
Definitely. How do you feel about the Kardashians going off the air?
Oh my goodness. I know. That's like, it's so funny. I feel like I grew up in my 20s watching them. Not all of the shows or seasons, but it's definitely a big change for anybody that watches their show. It's going to be weird not having them, but we'll still follow them on social media. So
I'm sure all their children will get their own shows, right?
Oh, of course.
Time for the next generation. But yeah, they've definitely influenced beauty standards quite a lot. Just as Miss America and Miss USA have actually influenced beauty standards in this country for decades, you know, for our moms for the 1960s, 70s, 80s, I think that was really the gold standard of what was beauty, right?
Yeah,
it definitely is. Definitely has morphed. Imagine if the Kardashians were running pageants, it would be like very interesting figure shapes and big butts. And
it would be crazy. I can only imagine. Oh my goodness.
There's an idea for Kim, if you're listening. The next pageant. Tell me your anti-aging secrets. What's your beauty regimen and the must-do things that are in your list?
Okay, I'm a little nervous because you're a professional, but I'm going to tell you what I do. Maybe you can tell me if I do it right or not. Okay. Some of the most important things for me is a double cleanse because I do wear makeup and I want to make sure that all of it is off of my skin. And I'm actually following a very like regimented routine right now for kind of keeping my acne under control. So I have a serum medication ointment that I put on, and then I always use like a good under eye cream. I apply with my fingertips.
Ring finger.
There we go. Thank you. My ring finger. But moisture and like keeping hydrated is number one for me. So internally with drinking tons of water all the time, and then always making sure that my skin and especially my face and under eyes are moisturized and hydrated, because I feel like that's going to help me stay young. Am I kind of going in the right direction?
What do you think? You've got it. Yes. As long as you add some sunscreen, some vitamin C, antioxidant, and hopefully you're on a Retin-A product, because that'll help mature the oil glands that are giving you breakouts. So you have to try my Diamond Line Refine. I'm going to send you some of that. And our acne pads are awesome too, actually.
I'm so excited. I'm ready to try it. And yes, sunscreen is something that I swear by, and I'm sure all of your listeners already know about, but I deal with melasma and like sunspots on my face. So I am layered up in sunscreen, and I put zinc actually over my spots of melasma just to make sure that I'm extra protected. I always wear a hat, a wide brimmed hat, like one of those big old sun hats. So I do everything I can to try to protect my skin.
I love that. Yes. And mineral sunscreens are the best for melasma patients. So that's like my best. The highest concentration of zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. So it's like surfer sunscreen, but it's tinted and very pleasant. So definitely mineral sunscreens. And you can definitely try my bleaching pads too for lightening any brown spots. So
I have that in my life.
A whole package of goodies for you.
I love it.
Well, this is one of the first times that women are so transparent with what they're doing with their faces. I know that you've done some injectables and you're maintaining your beauty. And I love that you talk about it, because as Miss USA and former Miss Universe pageant participant, like, you know the importance of maintaining attractiveness and investing in your best asset, which is yourself. So what have you done? What are you open to telling us about?
I'm always open to talking about anything and everything. So actually, when I first started competing at a higher level after I won Miss Nevada USA and was getting ready for Miss USA, was the first time that I did Dysport for forehead wrinkles and for crow's feet. And that was something that I was actually really nervous to do, because I was 24 years old and I thought to myself, I am way too young for this. But my director was really positive and encouraging. And she said, nope, this is just preventative and we're going to do just a little bit. So she kind of went with me to my first doctor's appointment to make sure that I wasn't completely frozen. So that when it comes to forehead and crow's feet, and then a little bit in my lips as well for filler, just to kind of get back my youthful volume. I gotta say, I have a little more volume when I was 22 versus now at 30.
Yeah, every 10 years you lose about 10% of your lip volume. So it's nice to maintain. But I love that you're transparent about it and you're so beautiful. You look just really refreshed, very natural. But it's these small steps that we do that maintain our confidence and our attractiveness. Isn't that right?
I agree.
Definitely. Well, how did it feel to get first runner-up for Miss Universe? I've always wondered if you're the girl standing up there and they're about to call a name, like, how does that actual moment feel if you're first runner-up?
Yeah, it was a crazy moment, because my life could again completely change for the good if I were to win Miss Universe in a different way. But also I knew that I was very blessed and in a great position already being Miss USA. So standing in top two, I actually knew the announcer, the host. So I was looking at him and just thinking like, my name is on the card. I'm about to win Miss Universe. I really thought it was going to happen.
Yeah, positive so voice. Yep.
Exactly. I had that positive voice real strong in my head. But it was a big letdown in the moment. And now I'm okay with it. I would say it took a few years to finally just release the what if kind of questions. What if I had won? What would my life have looked like? But I do truly believe that everything happens for a reason. And although I was disappointed, like I was able to get married to my now husband a little bit sooner than I would have been able to get married, because you can't be married while you're a title holder. So everything works out, and I've been very blessed to travel the world even without the title of Miss Universe. One of the reasons I wanted to win was I love travel, and Miss Universe travels all over the world representing different organizations and charities and giving back to communities, and I was so excited for that. But I've been able to do that on my own, which has still been really great. So that's okay.
Yeah. It's one of those things where like, you guys keep like this game face on where I would be like, what? But you know,
exactly.
But yeah. Kudos to you. You're right. Life takes us in directions that we're meant to go. And you have been a really great role model for women of all ages. So I hope you continue your mission of educating and teaching self-defense, which is so awesome. And coaching women for their confidence skills. So thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Where can people find you on your Instagram account or other locations?
Real Mia Sanchez across the board, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all the places, YouTube, you can find me anywhere. Real Mia Sanchez.
We'll be sure to link it in our bio for the podcast. You guys should go check her out. And you have to come visit me. You live in Los Angeles.
I'm so close. Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to bring you over to the office, and we can always do like a little light pretty peel to get rid of pigmentation or brown spots. Mm-hmm. At the end of summer is perfect. I always do peels at the end of each season to get rid of summer sunspots and just kind of boot camp for the skin. And you,
I am coming in. I can't wait.
Yes, you're going to teach me how to like do a backflip on an assailant self-defense.
Yeah. Well, I will teach you. Don't worry.
Awesome. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. You've been listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And thank you to the beautiful Miss USA, Mia Sanchez, 2014. We loved having you. You can find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. And don't forget to check out our website where we have all that awesome skincare, beautybydrk.com, for those bleaching pads and sunscreen, all the things, all the good things. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful and confident and use your positive good voice.